Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldari, and today Masecha Sota Daf Mem Ches, the ninth parak Egel Arufa. The Zichu Masecha Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph had taught that Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished the Meiser declaration, and the Gemara explains this is because Meiser is no longer given to Levim but to Kohanim. The Gemara said this implies that Meiser was being taken during Yochanan's days, yet a Braisa indicates it was not. Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted the law of Demai because he discovered that although people separated Truma, since it incurs Misa B'dei Shemayim, many did not separate Meiser, thinking that his tevel does not incur death. Yochanan told them, Banai Bova Omrochem, my sons, come and I will tell you. Keshem she Truma Gadol Yeshba Abu Misa, just as eating Truma Gadol is a sin punished by death, Kach Truma's Meiser v'tevel Yeshba and Abu Misa. So too, eating Truma's Meiser and tevel are sins punishable by death. He then decreed, Ho Keach Peros Mama Arts, one who purchases produce from an Ama Arts, Mafish Mehen Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, separates from the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni or Meiser Hani. He separates Truma's Meiser and gives it to a Kohen and brings the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, which are permitted to be eaten by anyone, he keeps for himself since Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya. The burden of proof is on the Levi and the Ani to prove that they were not taken. The Gemara answers that there are two enactments, one for those who are careful to tithe, not to recite the Meiser confession, and one regarding Demai to separate from produce brought from an Am Haaretz. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah Meisim Nevim HaRishonim Batu Urim V'tumim. For when the early prophets died, the Urim V'tumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, the final prophets. A Braisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a baskol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a baskol declare, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Shavrui Shetisha Shechina Olav. There's a man among you who's deserving that the Shechina should rest upon him, Elish Ein Doro Rui Olakach, but his generation is not worthy of this. In the first incident, the rabbis realized it referred to Hillel HaZaken when he died. They eulogized him, Hey Chosid, Hey Anav, Talmidov Shel Ezra. Woe, such a pious man is no more. Woe, such a humble man is no more. A disciple of Ezra. In the later incident, the rabbis realized that Shmuel Katan was the one intended. When he died, they eulogized him, similarly concluding with Talmido Shel Hillel, a disciple of Hillel HaZaken. And pointing me through the Mishnah stated, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. In a bright word, Yudah says, Shamir Shabo Bana Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash. The Shamir is the creature with which Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk calls the stones Eben Shlema Masa, complete quarry stones, which he understands literally, that no iron tools were used even to cut them from the mountains, and only the Shamir was used. Rabbi Nechemiah responded, V'kiev Shel Lomar Ken, is it possible to say so? V'okvar Nemar Ko Ilo Avanim Yekaros Megoraros Megera, but does it not say all these were of valuable stones filed with a file? Although the Pasuk says about iron tools that they were not heard in the Beis HaMikdash while it was being built, Rabbi Nechemiah explained, Sheyeh Mesakim Abachutz Machnis Mebifnim, that they would prepare stones outside the Mikdash and bring them inside. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, the Shamir was used to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved, but also required to remain complete. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph had taught that Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolished the Meiser declaration, and the Gemara explains this is because Meiser is no longer given to Levim, but to Kohanim. The Gemara said this implies that Meiser was being taken during Yochanan's days, yet a Braisa indicates it was not. Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted the law of Demai because he discovered that although people separated Truma, since it incurs Misa B'dei Shemayim, many did not separate Meiser, thinking that his tevel does not incur death. Yochanan told them, Banai Bova Omrochem, my sons, come and I will tell you. Keshem she Truma Gadol Yeshba Abu Misa, just as eating Truma Gadol is a sin punished by death, Kach Truma's Meiser v'tevel Yeshba and Abu Misa. So too, eating Truma's Meiser and tevel are sins punishable by death. He then decreed, Ho Keach Peros Mama Arts, one who purchases produce from an Ama Arts, Mafish Mehen Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, separates from the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni or Meiser Hani. He separates Truma's Meiser and gives it to a Kohen and brings the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, which are permitted to be eaten by anyone, he keeps for himself since Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya. The burden of proof is on the Levi and the Ani to prove that they were not taken. The Gemara answers that there are two enactments, one for those who are careful to tithe, not to recite the Meiser confession, and one regarding Demai to separate from produce brought from an Am Haaretz. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah Meisim Nevim HaRishonim Batu Urim V'tumim. For when the early prophets died, the Urim V'tumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, the final prophets. A Braisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a baskol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a bas kol declare, "Yesh bechem adam echad shavrui shetisha shechina alav." There's a man among you who's deserving that the shechina should rest upon him. El she'en doro rui lakach, but his generation is not worthy of this. In the first incident, the rabbis realized it referred to Hillel HaZaken when he died. They eulogized him, "Hey chassid, hey anav, talmidov shel Ezra." Woe, such a pious man is no more. Woe, such a humble man is no more. A disciple of Ezra. In the later incident, the rabbis realized that Shmuel Katan was the one intended. When he died, they eulogized him, similarly concluding with Talmido Shel Hillel, a disciple of Hillel HaZaken. And pointing me through the Mishnah stated, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. In a bright word, Yudah says, Shamir Shabo Bana Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash. The Shamir is the creature with which Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk calls the stones Evan Shlema Masa, complete quarry stones, which he understands literally, that no iron tools were used even to cut them from the mountains, and only the Shamir was used. Rabbi Nechemiah responded, "V'kiev shel lomar ken, is it possible to say so? V'okvar nemar ko ilo avanim yakaros megoraros b'magera, but does it not say all these were of valuable stones filed with a file?" Although the pasuk says about iron tools that they were not heard in the Beis HaMikdash while it was being built, Rabbi Nechemiah explained, "Shei mesakim abechutz machnis mebifnim," that they would prepare stones outside the Mikdash and bring them inside. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, the Shamir was used to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved, but also required to remain complete. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Memches, and our standard Simur relates to a Moach, a brain, and we use brainiacs. Brainiacs are highly intelligent people, so here goes. The red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Tamai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir. Once again, some motion. The red-haired brainiacs, that must be more enough. Memches, Moach. The red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai, which reminds the Gemara relates why Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted Damai and how the Hafrasha, the separation, is done. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Mishemesu Nevim Harishonim Batu Urim Vetumim. From when the early prophets died, the Urim Vetumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the final prophets. A brisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a bas kol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a bas kol relating to Hillel HaZaken and Shmuel Katan. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. The Gemara brings a Malchokas how the Beis HaMikdash was built and where the Shamir was used, whether it was used to cut the stones from the mountains or only to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved but also were required to remain complete. So once again, the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, that must be more Daf Mem Dalad. The scared soldier who is trudging home in the reddish mud, which reminds us, the next mission records Malchokas about the meaning of Hayarib al-Rachalevav, one who is frightened and faint-hearted, who also returns home from war. Does it literally mean scared of battle or scared from Averos? And if Averos, is that Deraisa Averos or even the Rabbanan Averos? So the scared soldier who is trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard that the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught B'medvar Mamurim B'Melchemes Rishus, when are these exemptions said regarding discretionary wars of a Melchemes Mitzvah HaKol Yotzim, but regarding wars of Mitzvah, everyone goes out to battle. Afil chasim mechedru v'chal mechupasa, even a chasim from his chamber and a kala from her chuppah. So the scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, asked five judges measuring the distance from a mace in the mud to the nearest city for some chizuk. which reminds us, the ninth parak of Sotah discusses the procedure of Egla Rufa. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says, Shoshim and Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim HaYotzin. Three Dayanim from the great Beis Din of Yerushalayim would go out to measure from the surrounding cities to the corpse. Rav Yudah says, Chamisha, five, because it says, Zikanecha Shnaim, your elders implying two judges, Veshoftecha Shnaim, your judges implying two additional judges, Vein Beis Din Shakwa, and a basin cannot be an even number of judges, Mosifin Alehen Odechad. So we add one more to them, totaling five. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simon Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board. Monopoly board? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly? The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, Zekanecha zo Sanhedrin, your elders refers to Sanhedrin, Shoftecha zemelch ukon gadol, your judges refers to the king and kon gadol. The Gemara seeks to clarify if the entire Sanhedrin needs to come. So, the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another, and debated who to measure from, which reminds us, Abaya was asked, Shnei Chalom Zel Gabi Zel, two corpses, which are found one on top of the other, Mehechman Humoded, from where does one measure to surrounding cities? Min b'minu havitamun, umin b'minu havitzav, do we say, something covered by its own type, meaning another corpse, is considered covered and exempt from Egla Rufa, but something raised on its own type is not considered floating and is subject to Egla Rufa, thus one would only measure from the top corpse, or perhaps the top corpse is considered floating and the bottom is not considered covered and we would only measure from the bottom. The Gemara brings other possibilities as well. So the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another and debated who to measure from and whether to measure from his navel, nose, or neck. Which reminds us, the next mission brings them out focus regarding which part of the corpse to measure from. Is it from the nose, navel, or neck? Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The red heifer that went moo, red heifer, moo. That must be more on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, which reminds us, although a moom, a blemish, disqualifies a paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Rufa because the word ba, written by paraduma, excludes an Egla Rufa from this disqualification. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the work disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and paraduma. So the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, which reminds us, a brisa restates the previous mission. The pasuk states, "Amru yadenu oshapku asadam azeh ve'einenu lo'ra'u," and the elders say, "Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see." Now, did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us, and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him go without escort. Rabbi Meir said, "Kofin le'lavaya sheschar ha'lavaya ein la'shiur." We force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. So, the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without escort incited bears against men of little faith who ridiculed him, which reminds us of the incident of Elisha and the bears. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Talmud who got pushed into the red maze of Du Maze, that must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, "Olam tehei smol docha v'yamin makarevis." It should always be the left hand which pushes away and the right should bring close. Unlike Elisha who pushed Gehazi away with both hands, and unlike Yeshua ben Prachi who pushed one of his Talmidim away with both hands. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, which reminds us the next mission states what happens to the Egla Rufa if the murderer's identity becomes known after the decapitation or before the decapitation. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, and then realized when he saw many murderers hanging out there as well that the era of the Egla Rufa was probably over, which reminds us that the Sotah waters in the Egla Rufa ended when wickedness increased. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely about the importance of providing escort as seen by the Egla Rufa and its limitless reward that's on Daf? Mem Vav. Good. Number 2. Which definitely when why Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Metaken Demai, that's on Daf? Memches. Good number three. Which stuff do we learn? La'olam tehe small docha v'yamin makarevus. It should always be the left hand which pushes away, and the right should bring close. That's on daf. Memzayin. Good number four. Which stuff do we have a question from? Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the entire Sanhedrin needs to go out for Egla Rufa. That's on daf. Memhe. Good number five. Which stuff do we learn about the loss of the Urim v'Tumim after the early prophet's death and incidents of Baskol? That's on daf. Memches. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn what happens to the Egla Rufa if the murderer is found before or after the decapitation? That's on daf. Memzayin. Good number seven. Which stuff do we have a machlokes regarding how many dayani measure to the cities around a corpse for Egla Rufa? That's on daf. Memdal. Good number eight. Which stuff do we have a machlokes how the shamir was used in the building of the base of Mikdash? That's on daf. Memches. Good number nine. Which stuff do we have a question where to measure the mace from? The navel, nose, or neck? That's on daf. Memhe. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn what the Mashiach Muhammad says to the nation before they go off to war? That's on daf. Membe. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.